Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling, and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And today's cattle futures market experienced a up move. We are about $1 to $1.30 or so higher in the live cattle and about $1 to $1.25 or so higher in the feeder cattle. So across the board, the market was higher. The August feeder cattle finished the day up about $1.25, around $136.10. And that was the highest level since all the way back, it looks like, in June 1st. It went up to $136.70. Today's high was $136.67. So we're right on an area here where it should become resistance. The next high is for May 7th at $138.80, and I guess that's kind of a target for us. There are some gaps significantly above the market. There's one back from February at $149. So there are some targets up there. Most people, though, it seemed like are selling into this rally for the time being, at least producers at this point. Oklahoma City today had about 4,500 head. They were calling it $2 to $5 higher on feeder steers. So that was a welcome sight. The box beef market at midday was 38 cents lower on choice at 205.06, select down 227. The kill today was about 119,000 head, so that's a little bit disappointing. We were hoping 120 plus to start working through all those cattle, but still a little bit disappointing there on those kills.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
GP Rents is proud to announce the opening of their newest location in Norman. So, when buying isn't an option, put the versatility of Kubota rental equipment from GP Rents Norman to work for you. Now with GP Rents Norman, we have 6 locations to serve our Kubota rental customers. This means more locations to rent Kubota track loaders to manage brush, or to dig for less with one of our Kubota excavators or backhoes. Work smarter, not harder. Call 833-IRENT-GP or visit gprents.com.
Well, the cattle market was steady to about 8 cents higher in the soybeans. Soybeans were the strongest contract. November finished the day up 9 cents at 905 and 3 quarters. The corn was up 3 to 4 cents, and December looks like 356 and a half up 3 is where it's going to settle. The big thing here, every year this time of year, is the weather forecast, and the 8 to 14 day, 2 week forecast is calling for below normal rainfall and above normal temperatures. The crop, of course, is in excellent conditions at this time. Estimates are 73% good to excellent for corn and beans. So really high crop ratings, but any hot weather, of course, makes the market rally. It just happens all the time. Hedge funds, of course, have been extremely short. They've been short covering, driving it up. And on a technical note here, the market is really back at the highest levels we've seen on December corn since April. Similar action for the soybeans. And these farmers that are either have old crop in the bin or looking to sell the new crop, you know, they haven't had this opportunity in a couple of months, and with the overall crop conditions looking good, it looks like it's meeting some pretty heavy resistance here as they sell their old crop. Currently the Dow Jones is up about 330 points at 26,100.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.